On June the 19th, I gave birth to my daughter at 14 minutes past midnight, and my husband actually flew out to Afghan at 10 in the morning. The army weren't aware that I was, they knew I was pregnant, but they didn't know my due date, because if they'd known my due date, Andrew wouldn't have been allowed to go. So we didn't tell them. And 10 hours later, my husband flew to Afghan, leaving me with a 2.5-year-old son, a son a year and 4 months, and my daughter at 10 hours old.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire.
I got periodic sort of phone calls from him, and on the 1st of August it broke on the news that the household cavalry had been involved in an ambush.
As the battle reached high,
he'd been in a convoy, a light armoured vehicle in front of him had been hit by an IED, and they'd lost the 3 members of the crew that were in it, and the driver had managed to get out and was very badly burnt.
You did not desert me, my brothers and I.
My husband had spotted him from the tank behind, dismounted his tank, ran 70 yards to go and lift Martin Compton from the floor. I think it was 76% burns to his body. And my husband got to him, thought he was already gone, to find him talking to him, asking him for help. Andrew lifted him, ran back, this is all during an ambush, ran back while being fired at, managed to get him onto the tank, and then took him back to receive medical treatment.
And we have just been...
I was less than impressed that he got out of the tank. I am very proud of him, don't get me wrong. However, at the time, my daughter was 6 weeks old, and all I was looking at was her going, how would I tell my children their dad's not coming home? The next sort of 10 weeks until he came home were an amazing blur of just checking my emails, checking the post, waiting for the phone to ring to make sure that he was coming home. When he came home, it was lovely. He came into a new house, and my daughter was 5 months old already, and he went straight upstairs to wake her up. But a week later, they did like a medals parade on camp. And we went to that, and there was the girl who'd lost her husband standing in front of me with her 2 children. And I found that really difficult because I'd got what she wanted. I found it quite difficult to talk to her because I had got what she wanted. However, we're the best of friends now, and we chat on the phone all the time. And, you know, credit to her, she's amazingly strong.
But it's written in the stars.
We found out in the December that Andrew had been awarded a Conspicuous Gallantry Cross for his bravery, and in May 2007 we went to go meet the Queen for him to receive his award.
All our brothers and our